Come in.
Good morning, Barney. Barney, there was another holdup over on Lexington yesterday.
Oh, boy, that's what,
15th one in 2 weeks. It's the same 10-block area, same M.O. All take place on Monday, Tuesday, or Thursday between 2:15 and 3:30.
That's a weird pattern.
Yeah. I just got the statement from Mr. Turner there.
Anything new on this one?
Oh, just that the man seemed very impatient.
It would have taken me 2 minutes to open the safe, but he said he couldn't wait.
Oh, lucky for you.
I mean, why are people always in such a hurry?
I wouldn't know.
I mean, no one has time for nothing no more. Everybody's got some place they gotta go, some place they gotta be,
yeah.
Someone they gotta see.
Excuse me.
Sure.
Me too. Dietrich?
Sam?
Coffee fresh?
It's hot.
So you went to the hockey game last night, huh?
Yeah, good game. Rangers won.
Any fatalities?
No. A few altercations.
Mm. I think that's where people go. See a couple of punches thrown. A little blood on the ice. Maybe a few teeth scattered. If you get lucky, maybe get to see a few heads cracked open.
You know, it's entirely possible that someone goes to a hockey game because he enjoys hockey. The speed, the action.
That's true. But I think everyone down deep inside gets a vicarious thrill out of seeing senseless violence.
How come you weren't there?
I went to the ballet.
Did you enjoy it?
One dead swan, that was it.
Sergeant Dietrich, here are the burglary files you requested.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Nash.
Yes, sir. Captain, the precinct reports and manpower stats.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Do I know you?
Oh, I apologize. I guess we haven't been formally introduced. Officer Lewis Nash. I came aboard last week.
Ah. Good to have you with us, Nash.
Thank you, sir. Is there anything else I can do for you, sir?
No.
Sir, I hope our age difference won't be a problem.
I don't understand.
Well, I just mean that sometimes when a subordinate is substantially older than a superior officer, the superior is often reticent about fully exercising his authority.
I wouldn't worry about that, Nash.
I'll try not to, sir. I guess I couldn't. I just can't help feeling a little embarrassed that after all these years, I'm still a cop in uniform while a young man such as yourself is already a captain.
Those things happen.
Yes, sir. I'll be downstairs in case you need anything.
Fine.
You bet, sir.
I like him.
Hey, morning.
Well, Joe?
I'm not late.
I didn't say you were.
Well, you had that tone.
Somebody, you got up on the wrong side of the bed this morning?
What, she call here?
Nobody called.
Well, they're always calling. Wanting to talk about it. Let me say how it was for him. Ask how it was for you.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Oh, all right. No, we got it. It's a disturbance at the Greenwich Hotel.
It's nice of her to call and tell us. You indeed.
Sir, the November manpower statistics.
I've already got them.
Pardon me?
Officer Nash brought them up.
Oh, really?
I just assumed he had compiled them at your direction.
No, sir. He was acting unilaterally.
Well, in any case, I've got them.
Maybe I better take them back before you find out what a hopeless mishmash I'm certain it is.
I've already been through them. They're fine.
No need to be kind just because he's old.
Levitt, the report is excellent.
Huh. In that case, enough said.
Okay, just step right in here, Mr. Milford.
You know, I've never been arrested before.
Well, you're doing real good.
Thank you.
This is Richard Milford, Harrisburg, PA. He's creating a disturbance at the bar of the Greenwich Hotel.
I was just trying to get some service.
He was hitting on a couple of hookers.
Right.
And when they wouldn't give him a tumble, he got belligerent.
What's happening to this society? I mean, if a person has the money, why should they be able to say no?
You didn't have the money.
I said if.
This isn't the good part. The good part is that, according to his credentials, Mr. Milford was a delegate to the Democratic Convention.
I really should be getting back.
I hate to tell you this, but the convention's been over for months.
Is that all?
He was a delegate to the 1976 convention.
What? Was there another one?
You've been here since 1976?
I believe so.
Never went back to Harrisburg?
Pennsylvania? No. I mean, what's back there anyway except my wife and family? I'm sure she had the baby by now.
Have a seat, Mr. Milford. We'll need some more information from you.
I'll certainly try, but I have to admit the last few years have been a bit unfocused.
You do the best you can.
I'll certainly try. I was in the Pennsylvania delegation.
Yeah, I figured as much.
Although I spent most of my time with Kim and Yoko, two alternates from Guam.
Wow. Where America's day begins, right?
Mine did.
Sergeant Harris, here are the arrest records you asked for.
Oh, great. Thank you, Nash.
For your convenience, I arranged them according to the date of conviction.
Fine.
I read your book.
Oh, did you?
I found it quite compelling and very true to life.
Thank you.
For my money, you're a much better writer than that Joseph Wamba.
So why bring him up?
I'll be back later with the mail.
I didn't plan to do this. I had a wonderful life back in Harrisburg. It's just when the convention ended, I'd never been in a place like New York before. I mean, alone. So I thought I'd stay over a few days. Well, then after the first year went by, I realized I couldn't go home again unless I had a rather compelling explanation.
So what have you been doing all this time?
Huh? Oh, everything. Booze. Drugs. Sexual experimentation. I was born again a couple of times. But the last year, it's been kind of a blur. A pleasant blur, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So what's new? I mean, in the country, you know, what's happening?
Oh. We've got a lot of problems with the economy. There's inflation and recession and unemployment. A lot of people unemployed. And then overseas, there is a lot of trouble. There's refugees everywhere.
And they're fighting in the Middle East?
Yes, but what's new?
They came up with a new kind of chewing gum that doesn't stick to most dental work.
No kidding.
You knew one of those robberies?
Just going through the files, trying to come up with a similar MO, Barb, but there's nothing yet.
It's just after two. Maybe we'll be hearing from him soon.
Checked out Milford. He's clean. Except for a missing persons report his wife filed in Harrisburg, 76. Mm-hmm. I called her. She's flying in. Mr. Milford, your wife is coming down.
Oh, thank you.
You guys still going around circles on those robberies?
You have any thoughts on the subject?
I might. Oh, you want to hear? Well, say the guy has a job, gets off at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, robs a place, then he goes home to his wife and kids like nothing happened. Or maybe he's into astrology or biorhythms. Figures out this is the most favorable time to rob. Well, the whole thing could be a merry mix-up. That's how I got this job.
Sir?
Miss Levitt?
Remember Officer Nash was up here earlier today?
Yes.
No, he wasn't.
What?
He doesn't exist.
What are you talking about?
I want to take a look at his permanent file just to check and see if he had a prior history of overzealousness. He doesn't have a file.
Well, it was probably lost in the transfers.
Checked it out with personnel in Brooklyn. They never heard of him.
There's got to be some explanation.
Yeah, we're on our way. Barn, another liquor store in Lexington. A patrol car is giving chase up 3rd Avenue.
Okay. Dietrich.
Sure. Rub my face in it.
Auto one yet?
Mail call.
Sergeant Harris. Sergeant Dietrich.
Sergeant, Wojciechowicz. My mother was Polish.
Yeah, right.
Captain Miller. I'll be up with the interdepartmental correspondence as soon as it arrives.
Thank you.
You betcha.
He talks a good game. Sir?
Yeah?
I double-checked it with personnel, and then I checked out his badge number with downtown. No such number has ever been issued.
Looks like we've got an imposter on our hands.
Oh, really? Oh, really, sir? Shall I bust him?
No, send him up. Tell him I want to see him.
I understand, sir. You prefer the collar for yourself.
Excuse me. I'm looking for Captain Miller.
Yes, can I help you?
Yes. I'm Ellen Milford.
Ah.
You have my husband.
Yes, he's not here at the moment. He's being processed.
Oh.
Okay, going in the cage now, Mr. Milford.
Richard?
Ellen. What a pleasant surprise.
We've been very worried about you, Richard.
Well, as you can see, I'm fine. How are the kids?
They're well.
3 of them, right? Look, Ellen, I don't know why I did what I did, why I left a beautiful family and a loving wife. And of course, I don't expect things could ever be the same. But I just want to ask, is there any way you can find in yourself to put aside what I did and give me another chance?
Yes.
Oh.
I want to take my husband home now, Captain Miller.
You'll have to arrange bail with the desk sergeant first.
Oh, thank you. I'll be back in 5 minutes, Richard.
I'll be here.
Well, Joe, you might as well get Mr. Milford started.
Captain, excuse me. Officer Levitt said you wanted to see me.
Yes. Would you wait in my office?
Yes, sir.
Just have a seat, Mr. Milford. We'll get you out as soon as possible.
I appreciate that. Well, looks like I may be home for dinner tonight.
Yeah.
Tuesday. Salmon croquettes. Funny the things you remember. Wednesday, liver. Thursday, Friday.
So I'm gathering up all the duplicate reports of the various departments, sorting out the closed cases, and then putting everything in a centralized file downstairs.
Sounds like a good idea.
Just doing my job, sir.
Nash, where were you before this?
You mean before I came to the 12th?
Yeah.
The 11th.
Officer Levitt seems to be having a little difficulty locating your permanent file.
Was probably just lost in transit, sir.
Nash, are you a police officer?
Well, I certainly consider myself one.
But does the department?
Well, no, not officially. Is that a problem, sir?
Is that a problem? What are you doing here?
Well, you see, sir, I retired 2 years ago.
From the force?
No, I was a CPA. But I've always had a very keen interest in police work, and then I kept on reading about all the cutbacks and layoffs of police officers, and I happen to have a friend at a supply house.
You just picked up a uniform, wandered in one day, and started to work.
Well, it's been okay so far.
Did anyone ever get suspicious? Ask you any questions?
No, they seem to appreciate the extra help. Is there something on your mind, sir?
Nash, impersonating a police officer is a crime.
Yes, but I wasn't doing it for personal gain.
That's not the point. I mean, it could constitute a danger to the public, a danger to yourself.
Sir, you don't understand. My gun isn't loaded.
I'm glad to hear that.
And I never go out on police calls. I just stay downstairs doing the paperwork and the administrative bookkeeping, freeing officers for more important duties.
That is not the point either.
Was there something wrong with the manpower report?
The manpower report was fine.
Thank you.
I don't seem to be getting through to you, Nash. This is a totally unacceptable situation. You cannot continue wearing that uniform.
Well, I didn't think plain clothes was even a possibility.
Barn, we got the guy.
Oh.
Dietrich was wrong.
Excuse me, just wait here.
Shall I get to work on your file?
No. Just have a seat.
I really had you guys going there, didn't I?
Didn't I tell you I didn't want to talk about it?
Barn, this is Edmund Lasky. He stuck up a market at 26th and Lexington. Patrol car caught up with him trying to get through the rear door at Lincoln Jail.
Lincoln Jail?
That's where I live.
Yeah, you see, Mr. Lasky is serving a 15-month sentence for burglary, but he's also on a work release program. He gets out from 2 to 4 to attend classes at City College.
I'm taking computer programming and ethics.
Obviously, you missed a few sessions.
Yeah, well, it's tough juggling school and a career.
Want to take a seat over here, please?
Can we speed this up? I'm supposed to be back in my cell by 5.
We'll do what we can.
Here's your bail ticket.
Oh, that was fast.
Mr. Milford.
Let me have that. I'll check it out and make sure everything's okay.
Yes, make sure. So, are you still active in Democratic politics?
No, I'm a Republican now.
Oh. Does that mean I have to become one too?
It would be nice.
Nash, listen to me. What you are doing is illegal. You are not a police officer. You cannot be a police officer, period.
You're saying I'm being let go?
Yes.
Oh.
In view of the circumstances, I see no need for formal charges.
I appreciate your keeping the police out of this.
You're going to promise me you're going to get rid of that uniform and not show up for work anymore?
Yes, sir. Does this mean I'm also out of the credit union?
You know, Ellen, when you came in, I thought you'd be angrier.
I got over being angry weeks ago.
Look, Ellen, before you go through with this, there are certain things you have a right to know.
Oh?
I haven't been faithful.
I didn't expect that.
But I'm not talking about meaningless one-night stands with cheap hookers. I'm talking about long-term sick relationships that I really enjoy.
It's all right, Richard.
Is there no limit to your understanding?
Okay, Mr. Milford.
What?
You want to sign here for your valuables? You'll be on your way. Right here. There you go.
Are we all set?
Yes, ma'am. Look, Ellen, it's not too late.
I wouldn't blame you one bit if even now you told me you never wanted to see me again.
No way. Let's go home, Richard.
Goodbye, Sergeant.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank you for the kindness and the consideration that you've shown. The coffee. If I'm ever in town again,
Richard.
Maybe...
You're dawdling.
One of my worst faults. Daughter.
Richard!
Captain, I want to thank you for all your considerations.
Quite all right, Nash.
Hey, Nash?
Yes.
You're going downstairs. You want to file this release form?
I'd be very happy to, Sergeant.
And are you going to bring up those September burglary reports?
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Officer Nash is being transferred.
Oh. Well, that's too bad.
It happens. Listen, before I go, I just want to say what a pleasure it was to have worked, however briefly, with men of such high caliber.
Same here.
Good luck, Nash.
Thank you.
Hey, where are you getting transferred?
I haven't decided yet.
Excuse me, did my husband come back up here?
I don't see.